You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe, and I'm admitting it, I won't take it back.
No judgments here at AfterBuzz TV, people. You can be whoever you want to be on the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. Thank you for joining us. That's right. That's right. We're in Bed Hills. You guys are watching on SoundCloud and iTunes. Please give us 5-star rating and do those thumbs up. You like to share and tweet, and we love it. And you guys can all keep up with me on Twitter at Christy Reports. And I'm not here alone because, as I like to say, that wouldn't be any fun. Fun girls, tell them who you are.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat all at Megan Stecker.
Yeah, and follow the entire AfterBuzz TV team at AfterBuzz TV. This was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 6, Episode 4. We're sailing through these. This one was a bit of a dip for me, but we'll get to that. It was called the M word, and we all found out by the end what the M word is and what it means, and we are definitely going to go there, people. So we opened, though, with kind of a follow-up from last week. We were wondering what was going to happen with Lisa and Ken and her desire to bring him this miniature horse for his birthday. When we saw the car pull up, I thought maybe it was the Ohio horse, because they had said at the end that she might be driven. Yeah. But lo and behold, Lisa has a lot of friends, and they all seem to have a lot of money. And last week, one put her on a jet. This week, one brought her two miniature horses. What do you think, ladies?
In their SUV. I'm like, where did the horses... What if they have to use the bathroom? They just drive up in an SUV with two mini ponies. I was like, oh my God, these people are nuts. Yeah, and then I was like, what about poor lame Rosebud? She doesn't want her because her hoof wasn't good enough or whatever it was. Poor baby. Yeah.
I know, and I was feeling bad for Rosebud. Yeah. At least Rinna even got a little zinger in on her.
I was shocked that she brought two ponies. So was this the baby of the, like the larger horse? The small horse was her baby?
I guess.
They never explained that, but that was sure how it sounded.
Yeah, because she was like, you brought the baby too? Yeah.
I would kind of be a little peeved if I sent my friends to pick up one horse, but then they sent two. If there's anybody in the world who can take care of two horses and will provide a great home, it's Lisa. But, my God, it's like she only signed up for one. Good Lord.
I guess in Beverly Hills, you have to do everything in excess.
That's right.
Not and one mini pony, too.
Right. And literally provide them a home, as in it's okay for them to be in the house.
Right.
I was like, heck yeah, Lisa. I'm one of those crazy dog people. Like, my dog sleeps in the bed and the whole thing. If I had mini horses, they would be allowed to walk around my house,
too. I want them in my house, too.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun. For them to sleep in the bed? I'm not kidding. I know that sounds creepy. I need like two king beds pushed together probably, but like just like you like your dog snuggling in bed with you, like if the horse wouldn't like accidentally kick you and break a bone, that'd be fun.
Give you a black eye.
I probably sound crazy, but I think that'd be
fun. No, I feel like we love our baby. They're our fur babies. I totally understand. But
that's right.
I don't know how well trained horses are.
True. They may need to be trained. House is broken.
Well, speaking of training, maybe training your spouse, we saw a cute little snippet with Erica and Tom. They seem to be a little more relaxed on camera. Yeah. And Eileen and Vince had a little lunch as well. They maybe didn't come off so well this time around, yes?
Not at all.
No.
I couldn't believe what we were seeing. He called her an idiot. He said, we can't talk about this at 9 o'clock in the morning. I was like, that's not the issue. The issue is you changed plans on her and she had to, you know, change everything. Talk about the issue. He's like, we can't talk about, you know, what do you say? You can't attack me in the morning.
Yeah, not until 9. Nothing serious until after 9 a.m.
There's so many things wrong with this conversation. She wasn't attacking you. What's wrong with 9 a.m.? Just talk about the issue and don't call her an idiot because it's so wrong.
And it's not even her kid.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget. This is his son. This is his son. It's her stepson. Right?
Oh, I thought this was the one kid they had together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad, people. Yeah, yeah. They were talking about their son together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So at least there's that.
Right?
They share a kid.
I feel like this was a terrible scene for Eileen. Oh, because not only is it pointing out all the flaws of their marriage, the entire world just got to see it. Like, mm-hmm. Is her husband so old school? Like, when were you born, dude? You're not... This isn't 1920 where you tell the little woman how to act. Like... My God.
Yeah, it was bad.
The fact that you don't help out at all with your kid, apparently. You can't be bothered in the morning at all, ever. Like, the last week with the whole don't bother me, I'm writing in the morning, and then don't talk to me until 9 a.m. Don't attack me. Like, you are a grown man, and you are responsible just as much as your wife is for your kid. And when you're supposed to be somewhere because this babysitter's going to leave because you said you would be home... It's not okay to just be like, hey, wife, it's on you, and don't freaking talk to me about it.
Exactly.
And he called her an idiot right on camera.
Which is disgusting.
While she was apologizing, she said, I'm sorry for this morning. And he said, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's
and then
bad
I wrote down,
news.
Is he going to apologize for changing plans? Maybe they cut that
point.
Out, but what is she apologizing for?
Mm-hmm.
And, and apparently his plans were, I need to go to the beach. F you.
Yeah.
F you and your trip
you
to
grew
the
up
beach.
In Southern California. You've been to the beach enough times.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right?
Seriously. That was a bad scene.
It was terrible. And the fact that it was kind of juxtaposed with Erica and Tom and her really showing her true self and talking about how Tom was okay with that and that he never tells her not to be Erica Jane or whichever Erica she wants to be that day. I love to hear that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of one of my favorite things I always say about my husband is that he just lets me be me. And I've had boyfriends who, you know, it's like, why do you wear so much pink? And that brings attention to us, and I don't like it, and this and that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was my husband and I have been together for almost 11 years, so a really long time ago in high school. But I love to hear that about Erica and Tom's relationship, mm-hmm. and to kind of pit that against what we saw happening between Vince and Eileen made the Vince and Eileen thing seem even worse.
Yes, that's true.
So true.
Right? Speaking of terrible, horrible behavior on this episode, I have gotten myself in trouble before for things I've said about little Portia. So I am going to try to do my best to not upset anyone. Maybe I'll do it by going hard in at Sophia instead.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So first of all, why would Kyle even take them to go do this when Sophia acted that way the first time? I don't think we ever actually saw that scene in an episode, but they did use it as a flashback mm-hmm. tonight. If she acted that way and yelled and screamed and fussed last time, why would you take her in to do this again? Why would you take her anywhere in public ever? If I act, I can't imagine what my mother would do if I acted that way.
Oh, my God.
And just the fact of, like, this is not surgery. This is not something we need to do. Like, to be like, oh, I want to get my ears pierced, but I'm going to go and act like this. It was gross. It was just gross. The whole scene was gross.
It was.
And then Portia imitated her, and of course that was going to happen.
Exactly. And it was so unnecessary. We're like, who cares? They're getting their ears pierced, and they're flipping out. Okay, this is not... This is definitely something for the secrets review or whatever, the lost footage episode. This is not necessary. It was just such a nothing scene. But yeah, she flipped out. She was rude to the person, you know, doing the piercing, and my mother would have slapped me. So yeah, it was, but then it was just like, who cares?
I think this was a classic. Kyle is now on the Jessica Simpson reality show plan. So Jessica Simpson had a moment where she, at the very end of her and Nick's show, Newlyweds, she was phoning it in, and the show just really wasn't good anymore. And they were doing all these, like, stunt episodes where it was, like, dumb thing after dumb thing. Like, why are they doing all these dumb things in every episode? And she was trying to defend the show by saying, look, I'm really busy, so we go film something that I'll have a big reaction to. I'm not being fake. You know, we plan to go somewhere. They went to an alligator farm one episode, and of course she's like shrieking and freaking out and being her dingbat self. And it's like, she was just saying, look, they were like, why don't we take you to an alligator farm? Perfect. Great. I'll be scared. I'll be screaming. It'll be a lot of stuff going on. It'll be enough to make an episode out of. Great. Kyle's like, let's just do stuff that it doesn't affect my family anymore. We can keep away from having my family in the news and on the show and all my drama. But the rest of my life's pretty good. So let's just film something that there's a lot of screaming and carrying on going on.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And I mean, taking the girls together, obviously, if you do your 6-year-old second after watching her 14 or 15-year-old sister have a freaking heart attack over getting one ear pierced, the 6-year-old was identically mimicking Sophia. Completely. So Portia's mimicking Sophia, which was so stupid. Like, you would let the little kid go first. Yeah. That was just dumb. So it was all just for the show.
Totally. That makes perfect sense, because she's like, I don't want to talk about Kim and my marriage. I don't want it analyzed, so let's get her ears pierced.
Yeah, because then the scene where she took Portia to improv sort of seemed just as useless. Mm-hmm. And they tried to kind of be like, oh, justify it by like, we're showing you this because she ends up talking about Kim and being a child star and how that did or did not make her an addict. But again, it was just like, oh, I don't need to say this.
Portia's cute, though. She was cute with her British accent, but yeah, it was
she
not.
She might be
necessary.
Kind of a good actress someday.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But it was another lost footage. We didn't need to see.
I liked seeing Kyle being tough on her in that scene. Mm-hmm. I liked her because I don't think we really get to see Kyle mothering them so much usually,
right?
And it's always like, if we're around the family, it's whatever drama Kyle's having with another housewife that's there with her. So I liked seeing her mother, like, telling Portia what to do, because a lot of times the scenes with Portia are all about Portia being dramatic and crazy and Kyle can't control her and this little girl is going to grow up to be a monster. And it was fun to see her be like, you know what? You need to take this serious. No twirling your hair. Pay attention to the teacher. No giggling. No fooling around. Like, I really liked seeing that side of Kyle for once.
All right. I wrote stage mom. But I like your point of view.
No. I didn't feel that
way.
All right.
Okay.
Portia's going to be a big star in some form of entertainment or another. I won't elaborate. All right, ladies.
Nothing your cousin Paris hasn't already done.
Exactly.
I don't think Portia will go that route, but
no, we shall see. Well, let's take a little trip out to Malibu, ladies. Yes.
Okay.
We know the traffic is rough, so just give us a second. But we'll get there.
Three times a week can we go there,
right? We're in the car with Tom and Erica. Oh, we've just arrived. Now, Yolanda hasn't been at the house for a long while because she's been staying in the condo while she takes care of her health. And it was really nice to see her at home with David, and they just seemed really lovey and genuinely loving and happy to be there together. And I'm guessing from the time frame of the other stuff in this episode that this was about early summer-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. But it's so hurtful almost now, and I'm sure especially for her to watch, to see them really being so in love.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, she's like watching this episode from a condo downtown alone. When at that time she's in her house in Malibu with her, who she thought she was going to spend the rest of her life with. Yeah, it's pretty heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
I felt, just going to put it out there.
Oh, give
just
it to
gonna
us.
Say it. That they were both faking it. I've never seen David be that sweet and lovey with her.
Oh.
I think he just normally is himself, and that seemed a little over the top for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she, too. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm so good at this. Da, 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 mwah, kissing in his face. Like, it was too much for me from both of them. And I think that that kind of behavior can definitely come out with couples when you're with a couple that's genuinely super comfortable around each other. So Tom and Erica are just themselves and calm and relaxed and just comfortable around each other. Meanwhile, Yolanda and David are having problems trying to cover it up by being overly lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
You know, one of them has said they were actually separated for quite a while. And remember when the ladies all did the Lady Gaga video, like, a year or two ago? She used the name Yolanda Hadid, and everyone was like, oh, is there marriage problems, da-da-da. So maybe they've been separated for a long, long time and chose to keep up the ruse for the cameras so that they wouldn't have to deal with the news becoming public.
So this scene was just fake.
I mean, I'm thinking. I was buying it as kind of legit, but
I was buying it as legit,
Megan,
too.
Megan, if you say you're...
Just one lady's opinion, that's
maybe.
All.
I always felt like Yolanda was all, like, so over the top about him, and mm-hmm. he was not that way about her. But in this scene, I don't know, I was like, oh, I like each other.
He's thought, just not that into not you, Yolanda.
I have the best text. You girls keep going. When I find it, I'll read it, and you will die laughing.
Please okay. do. Please do. But it was nice to see Tom and Erica and how they yeah. are with each other and with another couple. Really, really liking getting to know them.
Yes, me too. They seem really like a happy, normal couple.
Right?
Despite their age. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Lisa Rinna puts a little FaceTime call into her hubby and kids who are in Canada. The only thing that stuck out about this to me was that she said, I'm just not that smart. She was talking about technology, and she just straight up said, you know what? I'm just not that smart. I have other tricks in my wheelhouse, or whatever she said. Like, I'm someone who really values intelligence in a person, and that's my favorite thing in a woman. I think a smart, hot, successful woman is just the best thing that anyone can be. But for her to lay it out there, just be like, you know what? I'm not that smart, but I do other things, and I'm good at other things, and, like, being a mom matters to me, and I'm a very successful actress. I was like, all right, girl, that's cool. At least you can acknowledge it.
Yeah,
right?
That was...
I mean, I it's better than other people being like, I am so smart. I can do everything. Yeah, I can. I'm thinking right. of like a Kenya type, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So apparently Rinna just knows. She's just not that
Rinna
smart.
I think Rinna really living out loud this season. Kind of like she's... I felt like last season either she was acting a little different or a little shy to really be totally herself. She was like at a 4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And this year either the editing is different with her or... She's just like, I had a great first year, but it wasn't big enough. Like, let's take it full throttle. And it's like, bam. And so she's just like letting it fly. Whatever she wants to say, she is saying in mm-hmm. those one-on-one
it
interviews.
It seems like in the first year she was testing the waters and was...
Right.
Was
she was a little
acting
cautious.
Super lovable, and she mm-hmm. became super lovable, and I loved her. But yeah,
oh, yeah
it
we
seems,
loved her at first.
Yeah, it seems this year that, yeah, she is being more blunt for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think last season she was kind of scared because it ended up being about Harry. And so she didn't want to go too hard at anyone else because they were kind of attacking her marriage. And maybe now that it's not about her marriage, she's like, all right, well, let's do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because let's do this. Let's get into kind of the juice of the episode. We sort of like had to sit through the rest of the stuff to get to this really, really good stuff. Mm-hmm. So the ladies gather at Lisa's house to see the little ponies. Mm-hmm. And it's Ken's actual birthday at this point, but he's not even there. And they get to talking about Kim first, yes? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This was incredibly interesting to me because they sort of what I said, they like broke the fourth wall a little bit. They mm-hmm. have never on this show really acknowledged that they are ladies on a show. They've never said, oh, so-and-so is talking at Entertainment Tonight or I had to go to this appearance, you know, to promote the show or anything like that. And this was sort of like them acknowledging, yeah, Entertainment Tonight was talking to her because she's on the show and I'm on the show and she talked about me mm-hmm. and now we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that's what they did wrong with The Hills. That's why The Hills had to end, because they were trying to still treat them and the show as if they weren't celebrities anymore. And then that's what the Kardashians came in at that time and did right,
mm-hmm.
was showed that we're on reality TV and now we're celebrities because of it. So what do you guys think about the Housewives kind of doing this acknowledging that they're celebs?
Go ahead, Fern.
I loved it, too. Like, there are so many times I watch a show and I'm like, just acknowledge that there are cameras here. Okay, they're not going to go that far, but to at least acknowledge we're celebrities, we're on the show together. Entertainment Tonight interviews us. We're not, you know, we're celebrities. We're not just regular people. I appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
I loved it. Long overdue. Maybe that's what's been wrong with the show for the past 3 years. 4 years. I loved it. I was like, oh, finally, we're going to acknowledge these things. Maybe this will continue happening. Mm-hmm. It will make the show better this season, mm-hmm. a little spicier. And I want to say they kind of had to do it involving Kim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of all Kim's drama, they're talking about it on the show, but mostly what they're going to be talking about this season happened not on the show. It happened outside after filming was done. It's not on camera. So they're going to have to constantly address things that didn't happen on the show.
Mm-hmm. Because it was
their,
in the news.
Right, and their celebrity life
mm-hmm.
on the show this year.
That's a great point.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And again, another little zinger from Lisa Rinna.
Oh,
in this situation, she decided to attack the fact that Kim was in Sharknado 3, which, if you all will remember, had huge celebrity cameos from a lot of big TV stars. It was a big deal. She got paid very well for it. She went to the premiere with Brandy. We remember all of that. Mm-hmm. And her actual role was kind of a meaty one. It was toward the beginning of the film. She had a lot of lines. And for someone who's done a diaper commercial, I know that horse has been beat dead, But for someone who has done a diaper commercial, how do you go in at someone for being in Sharknado?
Right. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what she did. She's working. She's functioning. Mm-hmm. That was such a stab. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. I think she really is still pissed that Kim and her have that beef from the reunion. So because Kim can't be here to defend herself, it's like, I'm going to go in on her. I'll bring it up and I'll make her look bad. Mm-hmm. I'll get her back. And she's not here to get back into it with me again. Mm-hmm. I can say my side of the story. It can embarrass her.
Right.
Or she's like, I'll put it out there. If Bravo uses it, it'll make her look just as, you know, it'll make her look poor by showing Sharknado.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Either way, we think Lisa Rinna has it out for Kim, don't we?
And I feel like
she called her dangerous last week.
Exactly.
Like, calm down. It's a woman with a drinking problem, not a serial murderer.
Exactly.
Like, I wish her well. Calm down. She's dangerous.
Yes. She made that Sharknado comment because of, they showed it because of what Kim said to her at the reunion. And she's pissed and she's giving it back to her. But what she doesn't realize is she's dealing with it. You can't reason with an addict. She's an addict and you can't reason with her. So the thing she says, as hard as it is, you might have to let it roll off your back a little and not come back like that. Mm-hmm. And I love Lisa Rinna, but she's what she said last week and this week about Kim, I just think is a little unfair.
I don't believe that she thinks she's dangerous. I think she's trying to get a lot of camera time this year by being overly dramatic about her beef with Kim.
Personally. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, the ladies then decided to chat about Yolanda. They're just moving through all the blondes. They're just going to take out all the Beverly Hills blondes in one conversation.
I was sweating over this one. Like, thinking about it now. Because it's just going to get worse from here.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much talk about the Instagram pics. Okay, so I kind of see it as Yolanda is trying to give a face to the disease. And some days you feel good and some days you don't. And she wants to remind people of that, too. Like, yes, she can go out and live a normal life, but sometimes it prevents her from doing that. Like, let her post whatever the heck she wants.
It's the nature of the disease, And, like, let's say she was faking it, which you could say she's getting divorced and she wants attention and it's all lining up. It's all making sense and she's faking it. Don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut. If you think she's faking it 100% because she's going through a hard time and she's, you know, screwed up a little, say, like, have you been misdiagnosed? Have you talked to a therapist? Don't talk about her to other people being like, I think she's has Munchausen. She's faking it on camera. It's just not the way to handle it if you really care about her and really think she's faking it because she's depressed.
Yeah. And Lisa's whole thing kind of seemed to be like, I talked about this with someone else and now I feel bad about talking about it. So I'm going to come here and talk about it more with you guys.
On camera.
What was that?
Makes no sense.
Right?
The way that it was edited, that entire conversation with the ladies, I'm wondering if Lisa was trying to say that the other person she spoke about with this off camera, who's not on the show, brought up the Munchausen's thing. But that was kind of cut out to make us think that Lisa was
came up with
it
on her own.
Right.
Because I've heard that word before. I've heard that word a lot and was familiar with it. And I think that's been a common thing that people have wondered about Yolanda for a while now. And for Lisa to whip out her phone, what was that, WebMD or some stuff? And like read the definition. I mean, yeesh.
I also have a problem with last week Taylor's like, what's going on with her Instagram feed? Like, happy, sad, happy, sick, blah, blah, blah. For Lisa Rinna to kind of repeat the exact same thing this week, I'm like, okay, are we watching producer manipulation? You know, it's to hear it from two people who really don't like each other, who didn't talk about it together, unless that's the person she talked about it with.
But she was so critical of Taylor last week, saying, "Don't you're making me uncomfortable. Don't talk about this with me."
Right.
And then the next week, I'm going to talk
about
it.
Maybe that's
camera.
The person she talked about it with.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but for
her
to really say the same thing about the Instagram and the pictures. And
so maybe she was saying, I've already talked about it on camera with someone, so let me, like, clear up what I'm trying to say.
I don't know.
Well, no, I think you guys might be onto something there, because I always wonder, in that situation where there seems to be missing information, it usually has something so to do with the show. So, like, was she talking to an Orange County housewife and they just can't acknowledge that they exist on this show? Or talking to someone, again, like you said, maybe in production, or one of the other ladies but who's not there, or Joyce Gerard, who's not on anymore? I mean, there's something there. I think you're right.
Okay.
something that we're not being told.
Hmm.
But we'll be on the case.
Can't pull the wool over my eyes, producer. Although you try.
Ladies, do you have any other pressing matters that you would like to address about this particular kind of boring episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes. The text. Hold on.
Oh yes.
Freaking A. It went away. Stand by. Here we go. I took a photo
it's
of it.
Text time. A screen grab.
So in talking about Yolanda and David's relationship, when the news went public about her divorce, I had friends texting me because they know I do the show and I'm a super fan. And they're like, my God, you know, they're super fans themselves and texting me. And my one friend, Sarah, said, about Yolanda and David's divorce, kind of like exclamation points. And I'm like, I know, I feel so terrible for her. And they said, when we talked about it on the show, we all kind of felt David was the one to say, like, I didn't really sign up for this. I'm going to leave you. Mm-hmm. And her take on it was, you know, I haven't gotten to watch the premiere yet. And this is weeks ago, just the night of our first show. Okay. It was the very next day that we're texting. She said, I haven't watched the premiere yet, but I know. What an a-hole. She also was too obsessed with him, not healthy. All that, my love, my king bullshit. So I had to agree with her on that because, yeah. I mean, and I think we've all talked about that, but I just, this whole thing with Yolanda being so wrapped up in him, the Canada trip, I thought, for them in this episode was creepy to me because mm-hmm. we were seeing him be frustrated with her or not really being sensitive to her needs, and her interview was obviously very recent because it's with her new super, super short haircut.
Okay.
Which the other interviews are not, with the new super short, gorgeous haircut. And seems like she's making excuses for why they got divorced. She's saying things like, he gets impatient. She's talking like present tense, they're still married, but it's past tense. Mm-hmm. Like their divorce probably had already been announced or was about to be announced when she's doing this interview. And it's just creepy because she's making excuses for why he acts that way. She's mm-hmm. like, he gets impatient, but he's allowed. Or he's lost his partner in crime. Like, that whole scenario in the show freaked me out. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I love that you picked up on all that.
Yes. I know. Why am I so sensitive to these ladies' goings on?
No, it's wonderful. But yeah, now that we think about it, it is creepy to think, like, God, shouldn't he be just by her side and doing, you know, whatever to make her feel better. She's going through such a hard time.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, that was his fourth wife. He obviously does not cherish. He doesn't mean his vows.
Right.
He just wants a wife or wants a trophy. Trophy wife on his arm. What are those things called again?
Oh, well, we kind of brushed
like
over that.
Not perfect anymore. And then he's like, but then the comparison of Yolanda and Tom is so great because she's talking like her song. Remember her song name, Eat a Dick? We were all like, what?
Is that her actual song name? Erica's
was
song
it?
Name? I thought that she was just telling Mikey Minden to you, eat a dick.
I don't know. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. But then later she said her lyrics were, treat me as your concubine, which might not be consistent with the Pope. You know, his visit and
you
Jay
have
Bocelli.
To watch her videos.
Yes.
Oh my god!
But all right, that's our homework.
She does all of this, and he doesn't care. He loves her mm-hmm. just as she is. So I'm loving this new couple. And the comparison with Yolanda was so uncomfortable on the boat. He was so not attentive to her needs,
mm-hmm.
and it was really sad to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how the heck did they get to Canada? And when? And why? And where? Like, they showed one scene of that they were in Malibu, and then all of a sudden they were in Canada with no explanation.
Yeah, that
and that just
weird.
Seemed like lazy editing to me, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's a little
weird. Normally wouldn't we just get a few, like, exterior shots of Canada with a little music?
Well, or at least some voiceover or something of her being like, so we have this Canada trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would have been as much as it required.
Yeah. It wasn't, the video was different. So it wasn't the normal cameras or film, cameras or whatever they film on wasn't being used. Maybe they...
It's like private phone footage or something?
Or somebody had someone on the boat film the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, something was a little off with that whole scene.
Again, maybe it's all just for show. For the show.
Well, yeah. Maybe they already were separated, but they need footage and storyline to show how they were slowly breaking up, even mm-hmm. though maybe they already had.
Yeah. I'm sure by the end of the season, we will know for sure what the exact date of separation was. And we will be reporting it to you because that's what we do here. And on that note, let's move into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, wait, let me go first. We're going to start
on a sad note this evening, right, Megan?
R.I.P. Daddy-O. So Lisa lost one of her fur babies, Lisa Vanderpump. Jiggy's dad, Daddy-O, passed, and unfortunately, Lisa was traveling, so she wasn't even home when it happened. But she's very, very sad. She tweeted about him.
Yeah, they adopted him a couple years ago. I think just the fact that he was Jiggy's dad and Ken would carry around Jiggy
and they looked like little twins.
So
it was so cute. R.I.P. Daddy-O.
Yes, our condolences.
Yes. Okay, that's all
I had. Well, we've also discussed a lot during this segment about where Yolanda is currently living. We know she was in the condo and David wanted her out. That's what we talked about last week. She has reportedly purchased a condo at the very luxurious and famous The Carlisle Residences.
Yeah. So the phone photo, the phone Instagram photo from last week, the landline in the bedroom is the new at this new place. Okay, so that's
how people are putting it together.
Okay.
For sure. So this place is 4,000 square feet. Maybe measly compared to the Malibu pad, but I would take it.
That is giant.
That's a huge apartment.
Yeah. This is the place where Candy Spelling holed herself up while she was redoing her mega mansion, which is the biggest house in Beverly Hills. So you know this place is big and luxurious. It has, like, bellman service and, like, concierge, all that good stuff. And she reportedly paid $4.59 million.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, it's a three-bedroom. I know, right?
Measly $4.59 million.
So congratulations to Yolanda, and she apparently reportedly is very happy about it and to be there and loves it, so it's on the same
floor. She needed a clean start.
And David is doing some talking of his own. He apparently has not cared for the fact that everyone's reporting that he's a jerk and he cut her off and all this other stuff, so he released a statement saying mostly what he wanted to get across was that he did not care for people speculating that Yolanda isn't really sick.
Right.
He said, I want everyone to know that I've gone through this with her for the last 4 years, that we've dealt with a lot of complexities from her Lyme disease, and it's been difficult, and this is a legit thing. He said it's very hurtful to him to hear people questioning her.
Yeah, good. I'm glad he said that.
Yeah, and there were a lot of reports that we actually reported on over the last few weeks that were saying that Mohammed, her ex-husband, had started paying her health bills and paying for her health advocate. TMZ actually released a story today refuting that. They said that David is still paying Yolanda's medical bills.
Why isn't Yolanda paying them? Isn't she rich?
Well, I think until the settlement stuff gets worked out, you're not even technically, like, separated yet.
All right.
So we'll see what changes that brings about. Either way, it seems like there's a lot of guys that are willing to help
Yolanda take care
of herself. Right. Yes.
I'm trying to find this story. I feel like I tagged you guys in it this week on Facebook. I think it was from Us Weekly. But it was Yolanda was admitting that she really did the Housewives to help her kids' careers, which mission accomplished.
I didn't see that.
Where did I see this? I'm looking through Us Weekly's Facebook page right now.
Well, and we know that we're going to see all three of her children on next week's episode. And I was actually saying to you guys, they hadn't shown Gigi in, like, the trailers and the previews. And I was thinking, oh, she just wasn't there. She's very busy and maybe she just wouldn't do reality TV.
Yeah.
But she is there. They showed the preview for next week. So maybe it was just in her contract that she's too big of a deal to be, like, pimped out, like, at every trailer.
Star.
Like, she's going to be there.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it seems like it's going to be a very heartwarming combo with the three of them. And just one last little tidbit. Reportedly, Kyle Richards and Kathy Hilton are not speaking.
Oh, yes, I read this week.
Not really surprising from what else we've been reading about them. Apparently, Kyle and Kim are working on their relationship, but Kathy and her husband want nothing to do with Mauricio, Kyle's husband. He's not even welcome in their home, and that is what is reportedly driving a wedge between her and Kathy.
Very sad.
Not
Can
nice
we all
Christmas.
Just get along, ladies?
I know.
So that's all we've got for news and gossip. Do you ladies want to make a couple predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, gosh.
What do we think? Are we going to keep hearing that M word come up?
Yes, I think so. More Munchausen syndrome talk.
Yeah, they're going to think they're just Munchausen experts.
I think what's going to happen is someone's going to tell Yolanda that that's what they've been talking about, and there'll be a big blow up. I don't see that happening next week, but Definitely, yeah. Eventually, mm-hmm. at some point.
And maybe my prediction is that maybe we'll see Yolanda get tested and maybe get testy for once. Mm-hmm. You know, she's always so diplomatic, but she hasn't really been in the position where she's really had to defend herself. Mm-hmm. And she's going through a lot right now. And so I think we might see a side to Yolanda that we haven't seen before.
Yolanda's going to flip the table. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, Teresa gets out tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh! That's good news. Congratulations, Teresa.
Welcome
home. Do you want any more money or whatever? Right. Yeah.
Tree, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, whatever happens next week on the show, we will be here breaking it down for you. I think Grant is still in New York City mm-hmm. next week, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you tweet him at Grant's_rants and tell him you hope he's having a good Aww. Time, because we do. And we hope that you guys all have a beautiful, wonderful holiday season. We will be back next week. Ladies, where can they keep up with you in the meantime?
Everybody can find me across all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. At Megan Stecher, it's spelled MEGANSTECHER.
And this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, RONAY. And I have a book coming out, spring of 2016, Yay. The story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who is guided in her dreams by her dead Italian grandparents. It's called Better in the Morning. Follow me for release information.
Yay! Can't wait to read it! And if you all want to see a little juicy interview with Lizzie Rofsek from Orange County Housewives and former Beverly Hills housewife Joyce Girard, please check out ChristyReports.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel at ChristyReports. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This has been fun. We loved it, and we will see you for another round next week. Happy holidays!
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.